Good morning. I had to check. It's 8:25 a.m. on April 28th, 2012, Saturday morning. It's going to be a busy day here today. Youngest daughter has her final Greeley Children's Chorale performance. Well, the graduation ceremony, the final home performance. She's actually going to go on tour with them this summer. But her last performance here, her graduation ceremony, as it were. And as a result, she has a solo that she will be singing tonight. It should be pretty much fun night. The spring sing has always been one of my favorites with the chorale, and this one should prove to be quite charming. The eighth graders, because once you get to be beyond eighth grade, you're not allowed in the chorale anymore. And so this will be her last time. And she really has come a long way since she first began. So it's going to be a busy day. It's got a lot of family stuff today. She's got rehearsal most of the day, or at least all morning. I think she's got the afternoon off. I'm not quite sure what's happening this afternoon, frankly. But the concert itself is at 4, which means the cast call is at, I think, 3:30. So we'll probably leave late afternoon. Now, it was the last of these big concerts that we went to that we had our TV stolen, we think. This is the one where, you may have remembered, where I discovered that the TV was missing at like 4 a.m. And we called the cops and thought that people had come in the middle of the night. Well, the more I think about it, the more I think, no, it's probably not true. It's probably more the case that they came while we were out at the corral. And we didn't notice until morning. And that's by the fact that the kids were there in the room. If they didn't turn the TV on, they wouldn't have noticed. So, yeah. Anyway, we'll be making sure that the house is locked up pretty tight. In fact, we have been ever since that unfortunate happening. So anyway, today, what to talk about today? I got the edits out. I finished the edits yesterday, turned them back around. I have made one full pass through the book, and I'm waiting now to see how we get back from how and when we get it back from Ryden. They're saying we'll have it available at Balticon. I'm not sure how that's going to work, because I'm not going to sit in the booth. They want to have a table, I'll stop by once in a while, but I'm not going to waste another Balticon sitting in the dealer's room. As much fun as it is to see people walking by, a lot of the time is spent in there not doing much except twiddling thumbs and watching people walking by. I'm not convinced that it does a whole lot in terms of connections and sales. I do much better being on panels and being out speaking. And I've got a lot of panels. I think I'm on at least 3 a day. I'm on 5 on Saturday. And one of them is a two and a half hour panel. So it's a long, long panel. It's the writing one with NASA, so I'm quite excited about it. But, being on a sales table at Balticon, not so much anymore. It's just the reality is it's not really worth it in terms of time and sales. So with any luck, there'll be that. With any luck, I'll have Saifuri's call available by then as well. I've got this book, the short story. Everybody's comments have come back. There's been a lot of there's been a lot of comments, a lot of suggestions on punctuation errors. Yeah, there's a lot of those. And some spelling issues, also some sentences that are a little bit whack. But, yeah, for the most part, it's okay. Still interested in this is, so far, only one person has said they don't like the ending. And one person who said the ending is spectacular. So I guess it's an even mix. As a story, I don't think it's as good as, for example, the Hidalgo, which was the story that I did for J.R. Blackwell. And it's probably not as good as the story that I did for T and Pip. The Astonishing Amulet of Amenartis. That was a pretty good story too. But it's not bad. It's not bad. I've got another story that's coming. I've got to get a couple more to go with it. And I'll be putting out a romance trio. I think it'll be fun. I think it's a really good story. It got really high marks at the Voice workshop. I'm really pleased with the way that it came out, in spite of the fact that I don't write shorts and I don't write romance. This one is both, and I think it came out really cool. So I'm happy with it. I need to write a couple more that I'm just happy with. What else? Let's see. So mostly today is going to be taken up with family. I suspect today and tomorrow both will be taken up mostly with family. I've got the edits out. I need to do some recording, but I can't do that with family home. I suspect that by the time I get back from this walk, there'll be washing machines running and water going, and I do know that I have a huge mess in the kitchen that needs to get cleaned up because I made dinner there last night. I won't be making dinner there tonight, I don't believe. I suspect we'll go out to dinner after the concert, which will be difficult because everybody in Greeley will be going out to dinner after the concert, and that'll be like 6-ish, which is really peak time around Greeley. However, it's also a special day, so we'll do what we do. Oh, it's a gorgeous morning. It's quite chilly this morning. In spite of the fact that I'm an hour later, I didn't get out till 8-ish. It's quite a chilly morning. It was only 50 degrees coming out. And just barely that. Probably more like 48. It's a clear, gorgeous morning. Morning doves are cooing up a storm. They're everywhere this morning. Grackles. Lots of grackles. A few blackbirds too, apparently. Let's see. There's something else that I got accomplished yesterday that I can't remember now. Oh, I did mow the lawn. Huh. Yeah, doing a little bit of outdoor work. Half an hour or so every day, just to try to make a dent in some of the stuff that's built up. We still have a huge pile of brush from last October. The guy with the chainsaw, my friend with the chainsaw, hasn't been able to come back. His chainsaw is still disabled. The bucksaw that I bought does work very well, but I can only do it for about a half an hour at a time before, between the heat and the unaccustomed exercise and, frankly, my age. I'm just not in a condition where I can work for 4, 5, or 6 hours, even 1 hour, without significant downside. So do a little bit at a time. Try to keep up with it. The mowing went well. It was really quite long. I was surprised at how long it was. It's only been, I think, a week since the last time I mowed the front. Maybe it's been two. I'm going to try to get that schedule so that I mow the backyard on Wednesday, front yard on Friday. Keep up with them this summer. Try to keep them trimmed down as much as I can. I suspect that I'm going to have to do some medical stuff this summer that's not going to help much. I'll know more next week. Let's see what else. Well, I finished that one story. I need to get it published. I need to get the front matter on it. I get to get it formatted. I wonder if I can get that done today in between family stuff. The problem is it requires a certain amount of focus, and focus is something that's in very short supply. I might be able to get it done, though. I need to get a copyright statement on it. I need to get the links to the other books in the back. That would be one of the key elements. The thing is, I have to be a little bit careful. Some people have run into trouble, particularly with Amazon, linking books. And since I want to go put this into Barnes & Noble as well, I think what I need to do is put a link to the website, my website, and not a link to Amazon. So while it's a second, it's a two-step click, it also keeps me out of trouble. I don't expect it's going to sell a lot. I don't know. Could catch on. This is going to be one of those stories that Dean Wesley Smith calls his Dream of Nichols. And I don't think I'm going to put anything with it. One of the techniques that we're talking about amongst the group is the 299 double, where you put a short story. You put two short stories together, and the cover is for the first story, and really only the second one is a bonus, complete bonus story that's tacked onto the end of the file. And then you do the same thing with the other story. You put that one up at $2.99, and you tack complete bonus story on the end of that. So it's really, you really only need to buy it once, but it actually... actually seems kind of, it would be fair if you were selling short stories for $1.49 so that you're getting two for $3. But the 99 centers, and then you sell two for $3. It's like, if you don't sell the 99 cent ones, I suppose. I have a novella at 99 cents. I don't have any problem with selling it at 99 cents. 20,000 words. And it does really well. I mean, I'm not making any house payments on it, but it does pretty well. So a lovely day. A lovely day in the neighborhood. My website has had trouble lately. Bluehost has been working on it. Every time I check with their customer service people, they say, yeah, there's still something wrong. We're trying to find it. We don't know where it is. See what we can do. So far, I haven't been real useful or helpful. I do have one website that I need to scrub out. It's an old one. It's been offline for a year because it's got so many spam comments in it that the Bluehost database chokes several million spam comments. It really got out of hand. I don't know quite why, but one got really badly bagged. So, what I like to do is turn it into a static site, because it's not a bad site. It has a lot of good information on it, but gosh, what a lot of work that was going to be. And it's for a job that I don't have anymore, so maintaining it at my own time and expense isn't something that I'm really too anxious to do. Got a couple more weeks of school. I'm starting to get final papers in. I don't have anywhere near enough, but I've got a couple. Final projects are starting to come in. Got a couple of eager beavers who are kicking butt taking names. I got about one more week's worth of grading and then finals week. And I've got to read papers and do a bunch of other stuff for that. Read papers, grade projects. There's 20-something people in the class. It's not going to be a big job. For the most part, I can grade their papers relatively quickly. And it's silly. 5,000-page paper takes maybe 10 minutes to grade. There's 20 of them. So, a couple, 3 hours to do them all, if I have them all. And usually, you can tell within the first paragraph or two what the grade's going to be. It's really quite sad that a lot of these teachers write so poorly. This group, I don't know, we'll see. And it's been my past experience. It's somewhat problematic. However. Oh, yes. It was a sunny day. Out on their scooters. That's significant because I think the average age of this pair is probably 72. They're out scootering around in their safety gear. Good on them is what I say. I wouldn't get on one of those boards. I crack my head. My elbow would be about all she wrote. I got enough trouble without that, that's for sure. I'll just keep walking, try not to get hit by cars. Need to walk perhaps a little more, a little faster. Somebody suggested a little resistance training would not go unwelcome. Probably true. At any rate, we're here, crossing the street, heading up to the back gate. It's a wonderful day. Looking forward to hearing some kids sing this afternoon. I hope I can hear them. They tend to be a little high and squeaky. It makes it a bit problematic for my ears. It's like getting old, but as I said before, the alternatives are grave. At any rate, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. I'll talk to you then.